Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about, do you know how to receive love? I mean, really, do you know how to receive love? There's an interesting notion out there in the world, especially with women, especially older women who have children, they have spouses, they have parents, and they have friends, and they have coworkers, and they might have employers, and they might have employees, and the list goes on and on, for whom they were taught that they need to give everything to. That in order to be able to be a good person, quote unquote, what is necessary to do is to always be present for all these people in your world, to give of yourself, and to do it until the point where, well, unfortunately, many older women get very resentful. They get angry. And then what happens is their health starts to deteriorate. They might get bored, depressed, agitated, resentful, angry, enraged. And then what happens is they start maybe filling themselves up with food. This would be a part of emotional eating. And then they end up gaining weight. And then they get very upset and down on themselves for gaining that weight. Or another way it could go could be to bring on some illness. Because this is the fact of life. If we do not attend to our own needs, and in our unconscious mind, you know, that part of your mind, that voice in the back of your mind that's telling you that you need to pay attention, that you are not feeling very good, maybe you're starting to feel those negative emotions of irritability, anger, sadness, upset, frustration with those relationships in your life that you feel are really important, but you're not receiving anything back in return for all your efforts. Well, many times what happens is we end up getting immune deficiency illnesses when we do these things endlessly, and sometimes even cancer, because it's our body letting us know that we're not getting the attention that we need to get. So the defense mechanism that's created to get that attention that you won't ask for in any other way is to become ill and then dependent on other people. I know it sounds kind of way out there, but you think about the people who you know who have gone into these directions of emotional dysfunction, or worse, physical ailments that there's really very few cures for. It's just a matter of managing these illnesses in many cases. In some cases, like with cancer, it can be deadly. You think about the life that these people led and the things that they told you over the period of time that you were close to them, and I bet you'll be able to recall many, many, many conversations where they were frustrated. They weren't feeling like they were being respected. They weren't getting the kind of care and interest in who they were as people from the people they love the most in the world. Or maybe they had bosses that they thought were just taking them for granted. Maybe getting short in temper, expecting much more of them than what was previously expected, without any thanks or appreciation given. I'm sure that you'll find, as I have with the people in my life who I know have come down with these very horrific illnesses, that this is a really big part of it. Now, the Kabbalists do a teaching where they explain that it's very, very important to think of life as a circle, and that it's very important to be able to receive love and care, which includes compliments nice gifts, things that demonstrate that someone actually cares about you, that someone actually loves you, in return for that which you give. Because yes, it's important to give to others to let them know that you're there, that you care, and that you're interested, but it's just as important for you as an individual, especially as a woman who gives and gives and gives all day long to all these people, and in response, you're denying yourself those things that are important to you in order for you to have a full life. Think about it this way. Whatever the feelings that you get yourself when you do something special for somebody else, some thoughtful gesture, or maybe you're just sort of present for one of your friends or one of your kids or maybe your spouse, when they really need to talk to you about something that's really important, and how meaningful that is for you to be able to do that. But think about the other person and what they're receiving from you in terms of unconditional love and acceptance and your presence, because hopefully your cell phone is off or in the other room or somewhere where you can't get it, and you can give your whole attention to that person because they need it. But this is the thing. You also need to get unconditional love and acceptance from the people in your life. You need to have your well filled. Because if your well is not filled, that's when your body starts screaming out to get attention in dysfunctional ways, and when the body and mind stop functioning the way that you would like them to. And that's a problem. So how can you do this? Well, the first thing that you need to do is you need to understand that you are worthy of unconditional love and acceptance, just for being here, being human, being the magnificent, caring person you are in your life. I mean, hey, if you weren't a caring, loving person, you wouldn't be feeling spent by giving out all that energy to other people, would you? So if someone gives you a compliment, all that's in order is a simple thank you. That's it. Very simple. If someone does a gracious gift, you don't sit there and say, oh, you didn't need to do that. They made a choice to do that. And because they made a choice in doing that, they were telling you that you're important enough to them to do that special thing for you. So again, all you say is thank you very much for your interest, your care, your love. What a generous gesture on your part. And that's it. And you just bathe yourself in that love and appreciation. And in so doing, you're going to find that in bathing yourself in that love and appreciation from that other person, that you feel filled up again. And for us women, it doesn't normally take a whole lot. Just a simple little gesture. A little drawing from our kid saying they love us, or maybe someone being willing to listen to you, vent for a while, or give you some positive input. Or maybe it's just taking out for a meal or something, just to relieve the stress. Or maybe just having some downtime, just to talk. It doesn't take much, but it so fills us up, and it is so important. So the next time someone gives you a compliment, someone does a beautiful gesture for you, someone maybe does something that is their profession for free for you because they really love and care for you, and they know they can give you this information and help you out, the only response that is necessary is for you to take a deep breath in, appreciate the kindness, bathe yourself in it, knowing that this is the way that you are replenishing your well of giving love to others, and say thank you very much for your thought and your care. Now there's this other side of loving yourself, and that's the ability to say no, or no thank you. Because there's a lot of times, especially as women, we feel we have to do everything for everyone, as I said before. However, if we do everything with everyone, what happens is we lose ourselves and we end up living someone else's life. I had this happen to myself several years ago when I had a friend who had some emotional difficulties who would ask for a favor. I go over and help her with her favor, and all of a sudden I was spending the day and sometimes the next day helping her with all these things she needed done because, well, I don't think it was a matter that she couldn't do some of the stuff. Some of the stuff she could do herself. But some of the stuff she really didn't know how to ask for help when she actually needed it. And because she didn't know how to ask for help when she needed it, She would have a whole litany of things that needed to be dealt with all at that time. Or how about another friend of mine who has had some pretty deep emotional, I would say personality disorder stuff going on, and she needed to be the center of attention. And again, she would ask for a favor and you'd be there all day long doing whatever because she'd just pile on everything. Or she would just be a person who just needed to have all the attention placed on her and couldn't really give back anything of much import to anyone else because she was too into her own self. And again, this is an emotional disorder that she had, so I don't blame her for it. However, I chose to not be running her life instead of my own life, so I distanced myself from her. So these are the kinds of things that one needs to think about if you are going to truly love yourself. Because you need time to yourself. I know for myself, I take every morning, almost without fail, unless I have a networking meeting or something I need to go to or some training, I will get up, I'll do my self-hypnosis as a hypnotist. That's important that I do that daily because I can't expect my clients to do what I'm not doing myself, right? They see right through it one way or another. And then I do my journaling, and there's where I get a whole lot of ideas of things that I want to do, or I can work out issues that I have in my own head, even like anger and resentment toward other people. I can just work it out there. And then sometimes I'll put it into my self-hypnosis later and just dismiss it in that way. I do my gratitude list most days. I do all kinds of reading for my business and for my own sense of fun and interest. And then, and only then, do I get up, basically take my bath to relax and do my self-hypnosis in there. That's actually where I do the self-hypnosis. And then I have a nice relaxing breakfast, which usually becomes brunch by that time. It's usually around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I finally get around to that. And then my day begins for the day. That way, I've taken care of all my needs, and I can be present for the people who need me in some way, fashion, or form. Even if it's just my roommate's grandkids coming up and wanting hugs and kisses and time to be spent with me. It's really hard to give that to them if I don't feel I've taken care of me first. Or maybe it's someone who's calling and they're really depressed and they're frustrated and it's a friend of mine and I really love them and they've been there for me in really huge ways. So obviously I need to be there for them so I can be present for them and help them through their stuff without getting angry, defensive, or feeling like they're taking me out of my way. Of course, if I have a lot of work to do, I might need to tell them, you know, I'd really love to talk to you. However, right now I'm in the middle of doing something, but how about I give you a call back in an hour or sometime when I figure I have enough time to give them my attention and enough time to deal with whatever they need dealt with. In this way, you're nurturing yourself. And through nurturing yourself first, you're able to nurture those around you. When you stop nurturing yourself is when you become angry, hostile, and ill. I've seen it over and over and over again, not just in my clients, but in my own life. I've made myself so ill, I couldn't even tell you how ill I was. It was disgusting. And as a result of that, I needed to learn some stronger boundaries, and in learning those stronger boundaries, I'm able to teach my clients stronger boundaries, and with their stronger boundaries, they're able to be happier, and in being happier, they're able to make the people around them happier. So that's a win-win-win. So I'm going to challenge you, or if you don't like that word, strongly suggest to you that you think about being able to accept compliments, which are a gift, and gifts from those people who love and appreciate all that you do for them, and what you mean to them in their lives, as being a part of their lives, as well as being able to say no, so you have time to take care of the things that truly matter to you. Because you know what? Who's going to do it if you don't? Trust me, it's something you have to do for yourself. And by the way, if you have kids or godchildren or people in your life who are close to you, this is the best role modeling you can do to demonstrate to them how they can take care of themselves. Because if they're around a happy, fulfilled you, they're going to want to know how you did that. Because honestly, as you know, there's way too many people out there who are running around. They don't even know why. They're totally unfulfilled. They're totally empty. They're depressed. They're angry. They're frustrated. And many of them are in denial, which is where we get our addictions from. And I don't care if it's a drug alcohol addiction, a gambling addiction, a food addiction, a shopping addiction, or workaholism addiction, they're all addictions to not deal with those negative thoughts that one doesn't want to deal with. So you fill in your time being so busy doing these other things that in some way you're filling that dopamine rush that you need to take care of the problem. However, that doesn't take care of the problem. That just masks the problem, just like antidepressants do and painkillers do, because those two things represent there's deeper problems that need to be figured out and dealt with in order to really get rid of the problem so it's not a part of anyone's life anymore. I promise that should you take me up on my challenge or take my suggestions and do these things for yourself, you are going to indeed have more time for you. You're going to have more time and fulfillment in your life in general for the people that you enjoy being with, and you're going to be happier and fulfilled as a result of taking these considerations into your life moving forward. I'd love to hear from any of you who have decided to change the way that they are. You can email me at any time at suzanne@dawningvisions.com and let me know how it's worked out for you, because your whole life can turn around in absolutely no time at all should you take me up on these suggestions. Have fun with it, because I know my life is a ball, even with some challenges. Everyone has challenges, but it makes it a lot easier when you take time for you, first and foremost. That I can totally promise you. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.